Well, first, the good news for our oyster farmers, as a recently released report shows no evidence that pollutants from the 2010 Gulf of Mexico oil spill are harming the oyster populations in the Apalachicola Bay. The bad news, however, is that the unprecedented decline in population continues and is instead blamed on drought, insufficient rainfall, and increased salinity in the bay. The report and its findings by U.S. Oyster Recovery Team was discussed last week with a crowd of about 60 residents and seafood workers, where one of the main concerns was the lack of small oysters in the bay, which could mean reduced harvest of legal-sized oysters in 2013 and 14. The report recommended more research on this issue, as computer modeling suggests it could take as long as a decade for the population to recover unless large-scale oyster bar restoration projects occur. Other report recommendations include more research on oyster population dynamics and harvesting techniques, expanded oyster reef monitoring, and strict observance of current harvest and sale regulations. The report also suggested that alternative seafood products be evaluated that might diversify the local industry. One of those candidate species is the crown conch, a native mollusk recently approved for commercial development. The full report and summary are available at the UF IFAS Franklin County Extension Office or on their website at franklin.ifas.ufl.edu. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.